For a little while, but I've been trying to just relax and escape from this political madness for a while, but there is no escaping it, unfortunately. But I have to ask myself one very good question: is what the fuck is going on? Are people this messed up, this cancer of the brain, where, you know, it's like there's a cancer that's eating the brains of people that make them sleep. When I see what's going on the news every day and how this investigation into this joke, this fucking joke of an investigation into Russian collusion. I mean, at what point do you look at this and go, all right, people, for the slow and the pathetic, there is no collusion. This is nothing but a joke to fool the retards who think that there is some sort of collusion out there, because I've never seen anything like this in my life, where you hunt and you hunt and you look and you look and you keep digging until you find something. I mean, can this be real? Am I in a fucking different parallel universe? Because to me, what we're seeing is something that's just not normal. And people just like this Rachel Maddow and that Diesel Dyke bitch who just fucking should be condemned for treason, the way she just digging, and they're finding shit, but they're making stories every night. Listen, people, if you really seriously think that what you're hearing on the news is real on either side, Fox, CNN, all of it, it's a fucking joke. And I tell people here, you know, Michelle Obama is a fucking man, and they tell me, no, that can't be true. Like, they're so delusional that they can't even see the most basic of fucking things out there. Like, I mean, are we sleeping that badly? I'm telling you, this cancer is in remission. Trump is remission. And the next election, if the Democrats get elected, the world is in big trouble. We are looking at a really bleak future. These people are the elites. Can you not see that these elites are just desperate? They don't care what happens to any of us. They don't care if we all go down in a ball of fire and flames, as long as they can keep what's theirs and this deception, and they want to be looked on as gods eventually. This is a joke. I mean, it's fucking retarded. I can't even believe that people eat this shit up. Like, if you are a Democrat, you are pathetic. And the Republicans, to be honest, all government right now is nothing but a corrupt joke. All of it. From the PM right to the fucking rest of the world, to Europe, all nothing but just elites and just brainwashing, and people just can't see what's going on. It's sickening to me. I mean, come on, people, wake up. I get so frustrated because I just see this, and I see when Obama sits there and he calls his wife a Michael on 3, 4, 5 different occasions. Who mistakes their wife's name? Who? Nobody. If I called my wife, whose name may be Jane, and I called her Jack by mistake, that would be pretty fucked up, wouldn't it? Now, when you call your supposed wife Michael, there's something seriously wrong here, okay? This is where the deception starts. I don't give a fuck if it's a man or a woman, but the fact of the matter is it's deception. It's deceiving the public. Okay, she got a bigger fucking crotch than Obama does. And everybody just completely oblivious. Basic things. Joan Rivers, you know what? She was the first. She was the first to fucking went, because she actually said, you know, actually told the truth. And then 24 hours later, she was dead. And people actually believe that Hillary Clinton is a good person? She's a fucking evil satanic bitch. And I don't know about Trump. I don't give a fuck about Trump. But the fact is, people need to wake up. People need to see. Just dissect what you're being fed every day. This is all just distractions to destroy our minds, to just destroy our ability to survive and to exist without government. All of it is about government and our dependence on it. I mean, it is starting in the schools. What's going on in the schools right now? The school system is breeding hatred, for each other. It is, you join us or you are the enemy. This is the breeding of dissension and civil war, which is basically what's going on since probably the 80s. This is a slow process, but now what I'm seeing involved in the school system and everything everywhere else, it is a disaster. As far as I'm concerned, you wasting your damn money sending your kids to school because they ain't learning shit. I could teach my son more in a month than they could learn 4 years in damn university. Okay? When you look at what the old system and how a father would pass down to his daughter or his son and teach them old school techniques of how to survive and how to carry on that skill of old shipbuilding and old masonry work and old stone work and carving and carpentry and all that. And, you know, this cancer, I look at it right now with Trump, even though Trump is right now demoralized. If this cancer that's in remission, and the next election, we're going to see, is this cancer growing or is it subsiding? And God only fucking hope, pray that the Democrats don't get in power, because what I'm seeing right now is a real problem. And if the Democrats get in power, the whole world needs to be fucking very scared. These are people that will launch the world in nuclear war just to satisfy their need to stay in power. I mean, look what they are doing right now. Look what they are doing to Trump. They are tying Trump's hands to the point where he can't even be the president. He can't be anything but a person that's just submitted to fucking craziness. And I'm sorry, any of you millennials out there and you students, you guys need to wake the fuck up. Okay? I told my son the same damn thing. He came and visit me, and I just told him, like, listen, don't you fucking ever let a teacher tell you what is right and what is wrong. Never, never allow them to fucking brainwash you. What you think is right is right. You think logically, and think logically, does this make any sense? These fucking teachers and this agenda, it all is based on students right now. The students are the new war. They're fighting a war through the students. Never, never in my life would I ever fucking sit back and watch my children or my parents watch me being absorbed by this bullshit. They would not allow it. They would not allow it. They would just say, you know what? This is fucking wrong. What is happening right now is the world is really in big trouble. And the Democrats, I can't even believe they have nothing to offer. They have nothing to offer except hate for fucking the president. Hate for the power that was elected. Hate, racism, and all this bullshit. When really, what's your agenda? What is your agenda, Democrats? Tell us. What's your agenda? No one knows. Their agenda is to just bash the president and bash everything that's fucking right. And in Canada, the same bullshit's going on. The same fucking bullshit, if not worse. Look at that faggoty ass motherfucker that in the G summit or whatever the fuck that thing is called. This guy is fucking one fruitcake that just needs to be just fucking beat the fuck up because he is destroying my country. He is a pussy. He is a fucking dick. The worst prime minister in Canadian history. And just like, what the fuck, man? What the fuck is going on? Okay, even though we are a country of multicultural, melting pot or whatever you want to call it, no matter where you look over anywhere in the world, men are men and women are women. You know, fuck this bullshit. Okay, I don't want to hear about we're going to add 50% of women in government, whatever the fuck it was, 50% of women? No, I want everybody who's qualified for that position. I don't want to know that it's fucking, you know, he's Islam and okay, so let's hire him. No, I want the fucking person that's right for the job. I don't want to know about fucking bullshit, political correctness, and his fucking pink socks. He can go fuck himself. The destruction of my country. I feel sorry for my friends. I feel sorry for my friends. I'm never going back to fucking Canada for that reason. I would rather just wear cement boots and jump in the ocean than go back to Canada. And I was the most proudest Canadian ever. Ever. I lived for Canada, but now it's not my country anymore. It's sold out to globalists and fucking fags. You know, and fuck you, it is Merry Christmas. It's Merry Christmas, motherfucker. That's it. Happy fucking New Year, too. Okay? If you don't like it, take your faggoty ass back to your fucking cave with your camel and get the fuck out. I don't care anymore. Don't come if you're gonna fucking try and change the government. Look at France. France was a country that people dreamed about going. You dreamed to go. The romantic fucking feeling of France and the music, and then you sit in a little cafe and you watch, you know, you sit on the street, a street side cafe, and you watch. You watch the people go by and you sip on some wine or tea or whatever it is you like. That fucking dream is gone. You couldn't pay me to go to France right now. France is destroyed. England is on its way there. Canada, if it wasn't for the fucking ocean, we'd be gone before any of them. We need to change. We need to change. We need to get back to our nuts and bolts of society and just say, no, you know what? We celebrate Christmas. It's Merry Christmas. That's it. No, you can't wear your fucking hijab or whatever the fuck it's called while you're taking the oath. No, there is no ceremonial dagger. It's Canada. We wear the proper uniform. There is no turban. There is no fucking nothing that you want to bring. It's not part of our country. Join the police force. You join the police force. You don't join with your intention to change. Same with the fucking RCMP, the military, all of it. You know, in girls. And girls can't fight in the fucking line. Let's get real. Come on, girls. You know it. You fucking know it, okay? Maybe there is some diesel dyke bitch that can fight on the line, but what is there, 1 in 1,000? Okay, so you're going to change all the system for that one person? Fuck that. No. Women do not belong on the front lines. That's it. Bottom line. Because the guy next to you, he's stressing because he fucking got a woman beside him and thinking, Jesus Christ, I got to watch this girl. He's that's what real men do. This is enough. This is enough. We are fucked if we don't stop what's going on right now. I can't take it anymore. I can't take it. This politics has just gone to shit. I see this fucking brainwashing and how so many people are just completely oblivious to the fucking blatant, just like they're shoving it in our face and you can't see it. Like they're literally mocking us and people can't see it. It's time to end it. It's time to be done. It's time to just say, you know what? Fuck you. We the people just don't want to be fucking fooled anymore. We are not going to let our teachers and professors teach our kids how we want them to be. We're going to go back to the old ways where our kids were the way we want them to be, not how, you know, the system wants them to be. This is fucking pretty obvious at this point. It's time to just say no, 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 no. I can't even believe that this is happening right now. It's like we're out of control. We're spiraling to this point where there's no fucking end. The end is near, but it's not going to be good. But I tell you this, if the Dems get in power, the world better fucking be really scared. The world better be real scared. Because these fuckers will destroy every one of us just to keep what they have, to have control. I mean, it's pretty obvious. Look what they're doing about with Trump. They don't even care that Trump has lost any kind of leverage he had over Russia or China. They don't care. They just don't care. They want him gone. So if they're that to the point where they would rather see America destroyed than to see Trump succeed, this is pretty bad. This is a really sad situation. When the moment Trump got elected, that little fucking Grim Reaper, psycho bitch, old hag, Maxine Waters, was impeaching him, yelling impeach 45 the day he got elected for no fucking reason other than it wasn't the outcome that they wanted. It should have been a sign for everybody to go, whoa, this is fucking messed up. And yet, what happens? She gets back in power. We are fucking messed up. The people are fucking messed up. You fucking retards out there that believe that the Democrats should be back in power, you are directly responsible for the end of humanity. You will be the fucking end. You will be directly responsible because these fuckers will destroy us all. And then you're going to be like, I didn't know. It's too fucking late then, isn't it? Because you're too fucking ignorant, too stupid, too fucking idiotic, following CNN like fucking Muppet. They're all fucking Muppets if you believe that the Dems should be in power. Bunch of fucking retards. Nobody should be really in power, in my opinion. But if I'm going to have someone in power, I think at least Trump show some sign of fucking getting people back to work. The only sign I've seen from the Dems is to impeach the fucking president. Never once have I heard anything good come out of the Dems. Even if he fucking saved 100 women from a burning fucking treehouse, they would still say, well, you know, why do you let the tree burn? You know, that's bad for the environment or some shit. We know it's true. Anyways, anybody that supports the Dems can go fuck themselves, because you and this planet are running out of time. You know, the next step, I know, the next step, we destroyed everything in Iran, Iraq, Middle East, everything's gone. The next step, and I know this sounds fucking messed up, but it's going to be this fucking fake alien invasion that's supposed to be coming in 2 or 3 months. I wouldn't fucking doubt it. I wouldn't doubt it. And everybody would be cowering in the corner, and I'll be just looking up and laughing, going, yeah, whatever. You're going to buy that? Yeah, so let's spend more money and let's just fucking go to war with some fictitious aliens, because that's what pretty much Iran and Iraq is all about. It's all a fucking joke. It's all made up. And the people are so fucking gone that they'll believe it. You could say it's reptilians from the fucking center of the earth and people be like, oh my God, they're going to run. Because they're so fucking caught up in CNN and fake bullshit that they refuse to wake up. They refuse to fucking acknowledge what truth is, what reality is. We are in big trouble, people. All I can say is if fucking the Dems get in power, this cancer, this brain-eating disorder has gone, has spread, and our time is numbered. This is what I'm calling the next election. It's going to be our fucking doctor's test to see, has the cancer spread or has it fucking subsided? Let's find out. Because if the cancer is fucking spreading, then you might as well just run for the hills and be dig out or whatever they call it. And just fucking live off the land. Because we're fucked. I can't say anymore other than I'm back and I'm pissed off, but maybe I'll do another one tomorrow. I don't know. I can't fucking stop. I can't stop now. This news is really fucking messed up. And I'm looking at even Fox News right now. Fox News, the complete opposite of CNN, even plays into this bullshit. Let's fucking get real. All of it's fake. All of it's fake. It's all an agenda. All of it. I mean, this is a joke. This is a fucking joke right now. I just beg people to wake up. Just wake up. Just fucking... just stop and just absorb what you're seeing every day and take into your mind and go, could this be real? Could this be fake? Could this be exaggerated? Could this be an agenda? Because most likely, it all is. Where do we get our information in life? Where do we get our information? We don't know shit, you know? Like they say, oh, North Korea's launched a missile. Okay, yeah. So we believe it. Really? Did they actually launch a missile? Who the fuck knows? We don't know. We're just believing what we're told. And they'll say, oh, you know, Russia is about to invade Ukraine. Really? Is it true? I don't fucking know. I don't know. There's this brain condition that says, trust the government, trust the government, trust the government, because that's what we've been fucking indoctrinated to think. But everything is bullshit. You know, like Mark Dice was on there. And he said, you know what? Is George W. Bush even in that coffin? And the lady was like, beside him, it's like, oh, of course. Well, how do you know? And she's just like perplexed and going, I don't know. It's all fucking bullshit. This is all the Truman Show. What you're seeing every day is a fucking Truman Show. All of it. I mean, really? Does North Korea even launch a missile? I don't fucking think so. Is China anything but a fucking cancer on this earth? Probably not. Does Russia have the power that we think it does? Probably not. It's all just a way to think, fuck, we're gonna have to go to war with them someday. So as soon as we're ready, we're gonna launch a war. I'm telling you, that's gonna be the next fucking thing. Russia, we're going to war with Russia. This has all just been a setup. Russia just, like, leave us the fuck alone. And America, the cancer of this planet, the worst of the worst. And I say this with fucking really hurt, you know, and real just sadness that we are the fucking evil ones on this earth. They claim all the time, oh, well, you know, Russia interfered in our elections. Russia did this. You know, Russia caused this in the election. What the fuck, man? America for fucking 70 years has interfered in every country's election from fucking start to finish. And they say this shit like, Russia, we can't have Russia interfere in our election. What? A Facebook ad? Really? A Facebook fucking ad, yet we take someone like Gaddafi and tie them up and drag them behind a fucking Jeep and drag them through the streets. But that's okay. That's okay. But Russia takes out a Facebook ad and now we're ready to go to war with them. I'm telling you, if the Dems get in power, we are fucked, all of us. Everybody out there, please never fucking vote Democrat again. If you do, we're fucked, all of us. The whole world is fucked because someone like Hillary would have signed us off already. I'm seriously convinced that Hillary would have made this planet into a fucking dust cloud. This rant is over, but it ain't over yet. It ain't over till people start waking the fuck up. It's time. It's time, people. Wake up. It's over. If you don't wake up, you deserve what you get. I don't want it. I don't deserve it because I'm fucking smart enough to see. For you stupid, ignorant bastards that watch CNN and cry for immigrants, fuck that. Fuck you and fuck that. Let's cry for our own. Let's cry for the fucking refugee camps that we call the ghettos. Fuck you, okay? These fucking people don't deserve it. They don't deserve it. They haven't earned it. The time for this shit is over. This isn't the fucking 50s and 60s anymore. This is a new time. This is a time where your taxes go into fucking people. No more. No more, I say. Fuck you. Cheers.
Of your soul.